Canada's men's curling team plays Norway tomorrow for the gold. The fact that the Canadians are undefeated should come as no surprise. They're from a country that's crazy about the sport of sliding stones on a sheet of ice. More importantly, they have, by many accounts, the best curler ever. In fact, an opponent recently called the leader of the Canadian team, Kevin Martin, the Michael Jordan of curling. From Vancouver, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
That's right, the Michael Jordan of curling. I've spent these Winter Olympics trying to find an entree into this fascinating and oft-maligned sport. I wanted to understand it because making fun of it, well, that story's old and tired. After reading the Michael Jordan comparison in a local newspaper, that was my in. Because I know Michael Jordan. We all do. The dunks, the championships, the awe-inspiring shots with the tongue hanging out. Armed with those visions, I went to the Athletes' Village and met up with the man responsible for the curling comparison.
My name is John Schuster. I'm the skip of the United States 2010 men's Olympic team.
Okay, first explainer. The skip essentially is the leader of the four-man curling team, or rink. The skip, Schuster says, is the master strategist, the guy who best sees how the stones line up after they're slid, who sees opportunities on where to slide the stones to the right spot so they can earn points. And the skip's always thinking ahead, like a good pool player. No one does it better, says Schuster, than the 43-year-old Canadian skip, Kevin Martin.
It really comes down to strategy and execution, and those are the two elements of our sport that make you in a team dominant, and him and his teams have been at the top in strategy and execution for a long time, and that's somewhere that we're all striving to be.
Still a little vague. Strategy and execution don't exactly conjure up images of Jordan-esque feats of impossibility. I pressed Schuster for examples. What exactly sets Kevin Martin, they call him K-Mart, apart? Schuster recounted a moment from the USA's loss to Canada during these Olympics, and bear with him on the curling details here.
He threw a rock, and in the sixth end we had a chance to get a bunch of points, and it was a 2-1 game playing the sixth end. And he threw a rock to the backside forefoot, and they steal one. And
here's the payoff.
And I come down to him, and I said, you know, you just played a shot that, you know, many people in our world are afraid to play. And there was only one spot you could put that rock. And you guys had the guts to do it, and you had the ability to put it there.
That's what I'm talking about. Guts and delivering the shot. MJ on ice. Yesterday, I went to Canada's semifinal game against Sweden and watched Martin's shot in the fifth end, an end is like an inning in baseball, earn Canada a pivotal 2 points. His teammates called the shot a game changer. Afterwards, a reporter mentioned that the game was scary at the start with the Swedes in top form. Martin was quick to give his opponents credit.
It was. He played so well.
As he stood in front of me, I tried to think Jordan, but I couldn't stop seeing Jerry Lundegaard, that gee whiz car salesman character in the movie Fargo. But I had to move beyond appearances. And by the way, Martin, like MJ, is bald. Well, okay, he's got fringe on the sides, but close. I tried to listen to Martin carefully. He talked about playing in the gold medal game and a chance to win it all after almost doing it in 2002 when he won a silver at the Salt Lake City Olympics. And sure enough, I heard a Jordan-esque fire-in-the-belly competitiveness, Canadian style.
I roll with punches pretty good, so it definitely won't be the end of the world if we don't win, but I seriously want to get up that podium one more step.
An entire nation will be rooting for him to take that step. If he does, I can already hear the new ad campaign. I want to be like Kevin. Okay, it needs work, but you get the point. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Vancouver.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.